What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
9:03 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris in Baltimore, Rob Long, I am in Houston. And it's officially Friday once we hear from Antonio. There were rumors that the odds of Dillon Beavers being getting the call up with Roz starting today. This would be the day. This is August 15th. Maybe now's the time. I think there's a possibility, Ed, you could see Dillon Beavers as soon as Boston.
Yeah, they're saying you're going to see a call up very soon, and it's not Bisaccia. So, yeah, I think Beavers is the one.
What is I think it's time.
Like? Yeah.
I think it's time. We've been talking about this young man for quite some time. It's time now. You get him up here, see what he can do to help the ball club out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see what the problem is.
I don't either. Especially now. What are you waiting for? That doesn't affect service time. Let's see what we got going. What do we have? You know, he's 24 years old, too. So it's like, no, he's a 20-year-old kid.
Doesn't affect his rookie of the year status. None of that.
Right.
I think you'll see him. Mm-hmm. Baltimore, where would he play? Who would he play instead of? Maybe Dylan Carlson?
I guess. I don't know.
I mean, if you look at the lineup for what the Orioles are or what they were the other night, there's a lot of possibilities. He's a corner outfielder.
Right. He's a left fielder, right?
Right. Yeah. Played some right, too, I think. But for the most part, as long as he plays on the corner, he's fine. You look at what the Orioles did yesterday, look at the lineup. I think he probably plays instead of – I did see Colton Cowles. I don't think Colton Cowles is coming back right away, but I did see him on this trip. Jackson or Carlson. Maybe people put Dylan Carlson. They don't seem like they don't want to play him in center field, but I would put him out in center field. But the kid has to play. You don't bring him up to sit him. You bring him up to play him.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. You don't bring these guys up to sit on the bench. You want to see what they can do. It's the only reason to bring them up because they can get more playing time back in the minors. Absolutely.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. If you put Dillon Beavers in there along with Jackson Holliday, Jordan Westberg, Gunnar Henderson, Ryan Mountcastle, you got Colby Mayo playing every day. If you can get Colton Cowser back, start getting some of these guys back. I think I saw Tyler O'Neill as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of these guys start to come back. Then you can at least play. I think I heard Bob Haney put this on their tees. You can start looking at playing Spoiler down the road.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if that's the best, if that's a consolation you seek, yes.
A consolation is just playing competitive baseball by nature with the teams you're going to face. You're going to face Houston twice in a playoff race. You're going to face the Yankees, playoff race. You're going to face Boston, playoff race. So if you are playing competitive baseball, then you're going to become the Spoiler.
Yeah. Well, you would be the Spoiler. Yeah. So, I mean, it kind of is something to look forward to. I mean, a lot of teams do look forward to being the Spoiler, so it is kind of that issue, but fine. Put the best team. I just even want to put the best team on the field you can, you know, given the circumstances.
Yeah, I definitely do, because you want some momentum going into the offseason. I think we saw that in 2022. I'll give you a year that you saw some momentum down the stretch. 2011, you saw some momentum. You beat Boston, knocked them out of the postseason. You went into the offseason. You felt good about yourselves. You came back in 2012, and for the next 5 years, you were a competitive baseball team.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Going to the postseason 3 of those 5 years.
Yeah.
And all because I think part of that reason was they played like they cared going down the stretch. You gotta play like you care. You gotta look like you care going out. You can't just limp into the to the off season and then expect guys to go into the off season with the right mindset to getting ready for the next year. I want these young kids to have some hope. I want these young kids to say, you know what? I had some good at bats. I got some hits. We beat some playoff teams.
Yeah.
I drove in some runs against some really good teams. I can do this. if you come, you bring these guys up, you're playing against playoff teams, you're getting your brains beat in all the time. They only go into the offseason doubting themselves. Well, we played against the best, and I sucked against them.
Yeah.
You don't want that.
No, you don't want that for sure. At all. Nope. I would like to see him, though, because it's funny. At one point, the outfield looked like it was very crowded. Don't look that way anymore. Mm-mm. So I'd really like to see what he can do. I'm hearing so much about him now, as we all are. I'd just like to see what he can do. He's 24 years old. People are talking about him. We're supposed to see him soon. So let's see him soon. Let's see Bisaccia right after him. That's what I want to see.
It's a thin line between coming up young and getting old.
Yeah.
You come up 20, 21, you came up young. You come up at 24, 25, you're getting old. You're getting old. You should have been up here by now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, 22, 23, prime years. And you start waiting until after that, then all of a sudden now that clock is stuck. Maybe your eligibility clock is not ticking, but your baseball biological clock is starting to tick. And I just don't want Beavers to be a guy that puts, you know, develops so much on the minor league side and then never gets his opportunity to do it when he has some momentum to do it up on this level.
Yeah.
So I can't wait until this kid comes up.
Yeah, me either.
And hopefully it'll be no later than the Boston series. Vinny Serrato will join Ed in studio to talk some Ravens. Of course, we got Joe LaCroix's encore. You don't want to go anywhere for that. But on the other side, maybe Ben McDonald will have some insight to Dylan Beavers. Also, talk about the Orioles as they get down the stretch. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Man. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this fantastic feel-good Friday. Looking a little hazy here in Houston, but I think it'll clear up. Be a beautiful day. Joining us right now, also from Houston, courtesy of the Window Nation's guest hotline, he is Ben McDonald. What's up, Ben?
Good morning. Good morning. How you guys doing this morning?
Doing well,
all
man.
All right.
I was just telling Ed the last segment before you. You got Houston on the schedule twice. You got Boston on the schedule. The Yankees on the schedule. You got some playoff caliber teams remaining on the schedule. It's nothing better than if, let's say, you get Dylan Beavers up and some of these other young guys is in the lineup. It's nothing better than these guys going into the offseason with some positive momentum of playing competitive baseball against the American leagues and baseball's best.
No doubt about it. Look, I mean, and people are always saying, you know, well, you guys are like going to be out of the playoffs. You know, there's really nothing to play for. I always say BS on that, man. Nobody makes it to this level, and you guys know this, without being uber competitive. That's how you mm-hmm. get to the top level of any game. These guys, no matter if they're going to be in the playoffs or not, they want to win, and they want to go out and beat somebody every day. The other piece of that is, look, if I can't be in the playoffs, I don't want you to be in the playoffs. And that's what the Orioles have a wonderful opportunity next couple of months is to be spoilers, right? Because they're going to run up against a bunch of teams, as you mentioned, Rob, that are going to be playoff teams, going to be on the fringe of getting in the playoffs, and they can play spoiler to that. And the other piece of that is, look, it's about money, too, at the end of the day. And whether you're going to be in the playoffs or not, you got to put up numbers to get paid the next year. And so, look, there's always something to play for. And I think that's where the Orioles are right now. They want to go out and they win every game. I think it's going to be exciting last 6 or 7 weeks of the season. I can't wait to see Dylan Beavers. I can't wait to see Bisaccia. I can't wait to see a healthy Kyle Bradish come back, Tyler Wells. You know, so I think it's going to be a lot of fun down there. Look, I wish we were all coming down the stretch in the playoffs, but that doesn't look like that's going to happen. And so it's still going to be some exciting baseball.
Ben, are you surprised at all about how good the pitching has been the series against the Mariners? I mean, they had three good outings in a row.
Yeah, I tell you what, you go back and look, man, I think it's 6 out of the last 7 starts, the Orioles starters have given up one run in each one of those ballgames. I mean, you take away Brandon Young's outing, that was the only rough one. And, it's in this group to do that. There's no doubt about it. I mean, well, the way Trevor Rogers is pitching right now is obviously pretty special. You know, he's pitching like a real number one. Dean Kramer has always been a guy, to me, that finishes strong. You go look at his second half of the seasons, man, the last couple of years. He's a strong finisher. I'm not surprised what Dino's doing right now because, look, he flies under the radar. And I told Rob this, and we talked about it not too long ago. Dean Kramer had came in with a 3.87 ERA the last three full seasons going into this year. That's how good he's been, man. He's been better than most. And yeah, he got off to a rough start this year in the month of April, but since then he's been really, really good. Sagano went through that tough stretch, you know, where he struggled, and the first 12 starts were really good. The next 70 pitched to an 8 ERA, but hey, his last four starts, look where he is, man. It's down to like a 2.7 ERA over his last four starts. And so Cade Povich is back off the IL. He needs that experience, too. And so, yeah, I mean, look, maybe they pitch a little bit better than we thought they would at this point, but I don't think it's a whole lot better. I think this staff has the potential to go out and do that. It's about stringing those starts together, and they've been able to do that. And they're going to get tested big time here, as Rob mentioned, with all these playoff teams coming up. It's going to be sink or swim is what it's going to be.
Ben McDonald joins us, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Ben, you said at the end of the day, it's all about the money. It's all about putting up the right numbers to get your money. Tony Mancillino said he wanted Kobe Mayo to learn how to play first base. Ryan Mountcastle could play DH because arbitration is coming up for him and Ryan has to hit. Have you seen any improvement in Ryan Mountcastle, his approach at the plate since he's returned from the IL?
Yeah, his approach to me has been more to try to let the ball travel. And we've always said that about Mountie. You know, Mountie is so strong. He reminds me a lot of Gunnar Henderson, but from the right side, where he can hit the ball out of the ballpark at any point in time, you know, and he can drive the ball straight away center field into the backside of the field out of the ballpark easily. So the thing I've noticed, and I hadn't been there yet because I was gone for a week, but he's trying to make a conscious effort to let the ball get deep and hit it hard in the backside of the field. And all these hitters, where you talk about Adley Rutschman or Gunnar Henderson, who had a backside base hit for an RBI yesterday, they're at their best when they're using gap to gap. You know what I mean? Like, they're letting the ball travel and using gap to gap. And Mountie's a guy, man, he's very interesting to me. A lot of people say, well, I don't think the Orioles are going to – they may non-tender him this offseason. You know, I don't know about that. I mean, this is a guy that hit over 30 home runs in his first year, right? And if he can stay healthy and stay on the field, dude, like he could put up some big power numbers, I feel like. And we always see guys put up big numbers. It feels like going into free agency, that's going to be Ryan Mountcastle's next year, you know. And so he's an interesting guy for me. And talk about Kobe Mayo, yes, I think he's getting better over at first base defensively. I do. I don't think he's as good as Ryan Mountcastle is yet, but Mountie's got a lot more experience than what Mayo does right now over at first base. And so it's give and take over there right now. And honestly, guys, if the Orioles were in the playoff hunt right now and Ryan Mountcastle came back and the Orioles were coming down the stretch to be in the playoffs, I think you'd see Mountcastle over at first base every day. But because the position that they're in right now, you're seeing a little more Mayo over at first base, and he needs playing time. That's the only way you're going to be able to evaluate him and get him better is to stick him out there and let him play.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ben, with all the changes in baseball, and it's not just the rule changes. There's been changes to the way we view baseball, the way teams view it, growing up, I'm old. It was batting average and wins and losses for pitchers, which that makes no sense to me, is wins and losses, but that's besides the point. What are the most important stats now? Is it on base percentage? Is it OPS? Is it batting average? Is it just pure power? Just home run numbers? Like, what do you look at when you're assessing, you know, good players now?
You know, it's so many different ways, and we've muddied the water in so many different ways on how to evaluate talent now. And that's a great question. I'm like you, and I'm still an old school guy because people want to value walks as much as they value base hits. Mm-hmm. I go, there's no way, because sometimes you walk and sometimes you get walked. Right. Anybody can get walked. I can go. Rob, me and you go stand in the box tonight. If they throw four balls in a row that's a foot on the outside, off the outside edge, we're going to get down to first base. But probably neither one of us can swing and hit a pitch and actually get a base hit. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
yeah.
Like I still value batting average, maybe not as much as most people do. I do. One of my favorite stats to look at is how do you hit with runners in scoring position? Like, everybody says, well, batting average don't matter. Well, it does matter when there's a guy in scoring position then, right? Like, mm-hmm. I want to be able to hit with a guy. Because that's how you drive in runs. You've got to be able to hit with runners in scoring position. If you'll go back and look, the teams that are at the top of the runners in scoring position offensively are the better offenses that are out there right now. So I do value batting average. I do think walks are important as well, too, because you got to be able to get on base and hopefully hit the two-run homer and a three-run homer and those kind of things. I get all that, you know. And so my other thing from evaluating the pitcher is how do you perform when you're opposing batters get into runners in scoring position? Do you elevate your game in those moments or not? And so there's a lot of ways to evaluate. And look, from a defensive standpoint, what drives me crazy is all these defensive runs saved and this, that, and the other, and all that other stuff. I still old school. Do you catch it? Do you throw it? What is your fielding percentage? The teams, to me, that make the routine plays, and you can go look at the best fielding percentage teams in baseball right now. Those are the better teams right now because they catch it, they throw it, they take care of the baseball. So I think that's a big thing that I look at, too, is what is your fielding percentage? Do you make the routine play?
Ben McDonald joining us. Ben, before we let you go, man, we talked about Gunnar Henderson a little bit earlier. Gunnar's doubles approaching last year's totals, but his home runs are not. He basically missed the first part of the season, first couple of weeks of the season because of a core injury. I'm no doctor, but I know it's hard to swing and hit home runs without a healthy core. I wonder whether or not he's playing without that being 100%, and that's affecting, impacting his power numbers.
Yeah, I mean, maybe when he got back in April, it could have. I think he was protecting a little bit on that thing because that's – I mean, I've had those oblique rib cage. Those are tough, man, and you don't really know if they're well or not. And so I do think it affected him a little bit. And don't forget, he made four of his seven errors in the month of April, too, when he came back. And so the month of April, to me, was more of a spring training for him. You take April away, man, he's been as good as anybody. Yeah, I think he's still impacting the ball just as hard as he did last year. I just don't think, if you look at the numbers, he's getting it in the air quite as much as what he did last year. It's a lot of ground balls early, a lot of line drives, which I'm fine with. Gunnar's going to hit his share of home runs. I think they pitched him a little bit differently this year. That's caused more ground balls. I think his timing was off a little bit early, but to me, I would put him in the top seven or eight players in all of baseball right now. He is a star that's just going to keep better. He's not even close to his physical or mental prime right now. I mean, we're lucky to have him in Baltimore. He is a real superstar. He's going to be fun to watch.
I hope we have him for a long time here in Baltimore. Yeah, Ben, thanks a lot, man. We will see you later.
All right, take care, guys. Always good to talk to you.
Thanks, Ben.
Always. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Joe LaCroix, Encore 945. But on the other side, Vinny Serrato will join us.
He's here.
Up next on The Fan. 9:30 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Joining Ed in the studio right now is Vinny Serrato. What's up, Vinny?
Not much, Rob. How you doing, man? Did you get to the Galleria last night?
I got in at midnight. No, it's not. You got to be up at 3 a.m. this time.
Well, you just don't go to bed.
No.
Or you just don't go to sleep, Rob.
No. No, I hit the pillow, man. As soon as my luggage got to the room, I hit the pillow. Because I had like 2 hours, maybe 2 hours sleep. It's all good. I go to the gym, take a nap. That's it.
Right.
Vinny, we talked about a little bit earlier, no joint practices between the Commanders and the Baltimore Ravens. What is your theory behind that? Why did that stop?
I heard Cordell this morning on your show, and I, Rob, let me just say this. Ashburn, Virginia is probably in morning traffic from the stadium where the Commanders play. Probably take you an hour and a half to get there. So, I mean, if you're the Ravens and you say, okay, we're going to practice Saturday, and Washington likes practice in the morning, Ravens like practice in the afternoon. All right, so say they're going to have a practice at 10 o'clock or whatever, you know, and it's on Thursday. So where are you Wednesday? You got to stay in a hotel then Wednesday night too.
Yeah.
You know, and if you stay up by FedEx Field.
That's what I was telling Ed earlier. Yeah. It takes another day from them just to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you're going to go sit on a bus for 2 hours and then you got to come and have a high level practice. To me, I would think that medically and checking and talking to their, probably not a good thing, you know, injury wise that to have guys sit on a bus for that long. And then after practice, then where are you bussing to? You know, then you got to bus back again and through that. Because 495 is, I don't know if, you know, many of the people have been, 495 is a pain in the ass.
Oh, it's always, always bad. It doesn't matter the time of day, day of week, it's always awful.
Yeah.
Always.
You know, so It
doesn't matter the time of day, day of week. It's always awful.
Yeah,
always.
You know, so it
those are trips that high schools make, not NFL teams.
Right. And, but like, let's just say, and I told you this yesterday, Rob, that if their practice facility was at the stadium, mm-hmm. totally different. Yeah, you know, like when they came up here last year, they stayed downtown, mm-hmm. you know, right next to the stadium. And, you know, I'm sure that they had a police, but it took 20 minutes, you know, to get out to Owings Mills or 25 minutes. So it wasn't an issue there mm-hmm. where going down there, you know, it is.
It's funny.
But, you know, like Haney said yesterday when we were talking about, didn't they know about this before? I mean,
we know about it. I hate going down that way. When I visit my son in Raleigh.
Yeah.
The worst part of the trip is always going through DC and coming back the other way. It's the Northern Virginia part. It's always the worst part of the trip.
Yeah, it is. So, Rob, I could see where Harvey's just like, screw this. You know, I makes no sense for it'd be great to have the practice for, but the logistics of the bus rides and all that kind of stuff, no, doesn't work. I think that's why it works so much better for them to come here because don't have the traffic.
I agree.
That going down that way.
Yeah.
Now, Vinny, go ahead.
What are you looking for in this game in particular? Forget about the practice now. Like, the game against the Cowboys. Like, you going to see any of the starters? Are you looking for anybody on the bubble to emerge?
It sounds like we're going to see pretty much the exact same lineup we saw last week, which I got no problem with because I think Falele needs some work. Rosengarten needs some work. You know, Voorhees. You know, Corey Bullock at center. I think that's good. The linebackers. You know, let's see the linebackers who, because Simpson still needs to show, you know, that he can do it. And
has he been a disappointment so far? Would you label him a disappointment?
I would say probably the biggest. Like when you watch practice, you know, and you see like a run drill or whatever, and you see how quick that Roquan diagnoses and is in, and he's there, you know. And then it's like, well, where's Simpson? You know, his read and react and diagnose is not there. And then what happens is you get caught in the piles.
You can't blame him, man. He's a Clemson guy. Come on.
Yeah. So
be a little slower.
And then I want to see Buchanan. Let's see Buchanan. What he does. And bottom line is, go make plays. You know, I know you got short arms, and it's hard for him to get off blocks.
He's talking about Buchanan.
Yeah, go make some plays.
Yeah.
Now, Vinny, you said the same lineup. Ed and I were debating about this. Well, not debating one another. And Cordell said he hadn't played. You don't expect to see Keaton Mitchell, though.
No. Keaton Mitchell hadn't practiced all week, no.
Right.
Keaton Mitchell, he'll be there Monday. You know, I was out the other day. He was signing autographs and running around. So I think he's close. And why? You know, what more? You know, maybe he plays a series or something against Washington. I don't know. But we'll see a lot of Ali. I've seen enough from Keaton Mitchell that he's healthy. I don't need him to get hurt. You know, I guess he tweaked the groin in the game. So, you know, but I got no problem with. The other one that I don't know that I would play would be Malachi. I don't know that I would play him. I think he played a series or two. I don't know that I would. I don't need to see any more. You know, he was great in the game. He made his one play, and the read and react was spectacular on that play. So no,
what about Green?
Oh, absolutely. I want to see Green. Mm-hmm. He just needs reps.
Yeah.
You know, keep giving. And the big one, I got Ajabo. This is probably the most important person that this next two games are for is Ajabo. Because he's got to show up. My opinion, he's got, you know, we've had some people on and stuff, and they say, well, it's even between he and Adisa Isaac. Damn, I don't even think it's close.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and plus the other
Isaac's out in front of him.
Oh wait, yeah. To me, yeah, he makes plays. You know, and the other thing is Adisa Isaac is on the number one kickoff team, and you know he's on all the special teams where
so he's secure.
Yeah, Ajabo is not.
Right.
So that kind of tells you a little something too. You know, like when I was at practice one day and I see like the number one kickoff team and then I see Deese Isaac. Then like the third kickoff team comes and it's Ajabo. I said, You know, I think that's telling. But he needs to flash more play. You know, like Green comes out there and it's like he dazzles you all the time. It's like 2 years ago with Keaton Mitchell. Mm-hmm. He did something always that you go, wow.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's what Mike Green does all the time. And Ajabo, it's like, come on. I mean, that was a great play. I mean, Rob, you, me, or Ed could have made that tackle on Richardson. You know, so yeah. I got to see him. He's got to do something. And then let's look at the second, you know, the Bo Braids and, you know, those guys, Kane. You know, I think it's they're playing Lowry, number 30, playing him a lot more in there too. So who's going to emerge there? Or are they all going to make the team? Or do they need to go get a veteran? You know, so those are some of the questions there. And then this is the first time that our boy Loopster has kicked on the road. You know, so
he's
going to
punch you. He's going to punch you.
Hey, Rob, he's thick too. Hey, at least I told him to his face. I said, I call you Looper on the air. You know, so
hey, Ed, you know what I noticed?
Yes,
Bob does that whole Blue Chew read.
Yeah,
Vinny doesn't need it. He has football. He gets excited when he talks football, doesn't he?
Plus when I listen to Ed's Lion's Den read, you know?
Yesterday he pulls out a can of whipped cream.
I did. He was having his, Rob, you'd like this. He was having his ice cream social for his 20th anniversary. Congratulations, Ed, 20 years.
Hard to believe.
Yeah, so he's eating some ice cream. So I walk over there, and Rob, what do? He's talking to Tracy, who's the big boss. And I grabbed a can of whipped cream and I said, Ed, you probably like this, wouldn't you?
She got it. Not on the ice cream.
No. She got it.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Well, you know what Ed said? Well, we were just talking about Lion's Den.
Yes. This is kind of funny. They put up pictures of all my old codes. It wasn't you and me they put up. It was someone else they posted on the wall.
I heard.
So, I heard. Rob, what are you – will you even be able to watch a game tomorrow night or are the O's at the same time?
Technology's a beast, Vinny. I'll be able to watch the game.
What
technology.
Ed, let me ask you. What are you looking forward to?
Put it on my phone.
Tomorrow night. What are you going to watch?
Baseball, football?
Football
always trumps.
Yeah, football. Yeah.
I want to see some of the guys who, you know, I'm kind of curious about. If Green's playing, I want to see what he's going to do again.
Every time he comes on the field, like my eyes go to him.
Me too, same. Every time I see him, I don't care if it's teams or if it's, you know, it's on defense, whatever, I want to see him. Because he only had a nice hit on teams in
the
cold practice.
Yes, he did.
And him for sure. I want to see TJ Tampa. I'd like to see what he can do.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, because I like him. He's got some size. I just want to see what he can do because, you know, you can't have too much cornerback depth. So I just want to see, you know, if he can perform. And then, you know, I guess that's it. I'm not going to get to see Keaton Mitchell anymore because he's just, you know, they're going to keep him in bubble wrap.
Yeah. Well, they're going to throw the ball more.
Yeah.
You know, because I was talking to Monk and he says, what do we have, 3 yards passing? I said, yeah, it was quite an ordeal there, Todd.
Yeah.
You know.
Tez Walker, I'd like to see a little bit of.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, Tez and Wester.
Yeah.
What about you, Rob? What are you looking forward to Saturday night?
I want to see pass rush.
On a football field.
Pass rush in general. Pass rush in general. I just want to see
the
Ravens. When we start talking about one or two people that can get to the quarterback, you're in trouble. I want to see them have some depth in that pass rush. Even if they can't get to them to disrupt some things. You know, to fluster the passer, to get his timing off, things like that. I want to see the Ravens be able to complement the secondary with a true pass rush.
You know who you need to be? There'll be three pass rushers to watch, basically. Green, Ajabo, and Isaac. But then, you know who you got to watch on the inside? Watch number 62, Jenkins. He's like 370. But he gets push. You know, just watch him push the pocket. Because he does a real nice job there. And then watch 93 Peebles. But he's got to be on the edge. And he's like a going Jesse, man. He never stops, keeps his feet moving. But he's got to because he's like 5'11", 290, you know, but he's not a run stopping guy, but he can penetrate, you know, because he's shorter, but he's got some thickness to him. So, you know, his thing is to penetrate.
We'll say that again.
He's shorter, but he has some thickness to him.
Right. And he's got to penetrate because he's got quick.
So what Vinny's saying is he might not have the depth, but he can mess up the sides.
No, he needs to get into to get depth in the backfield.
Right.
But you know, he's explosive, you know, out of his stance.
Is he quick and explosive?
He is. He's quick and explosive. He kind of reminds me of you, Rob.
No, he does not. Not if he's quick and explosive. Not at all. Vinny, thank you very much. You can hear more Vinny.
Now go away.
Vinny and Haney. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on the fair.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Man. The agent doesn't move. He's taking this abuse. And I got to say, these guys must not be used to this. Because they're not like the police are used to getting screamed at, you know, names called, all that stuff. These guys don't encounter the public very often. And this guy is taking so much verbal abuse. Then the guy who's screaming at him throws a sandwich in at him. Full on. I don't know if you saw the video. It's worth a watch. He hits him with a hero, like a whole hoagie, bam, and then takes off running. And then now they're in hot pursuit. Joe's laughing through the glass. Joseph, what did you think of that?
Good throw, man. I mean, I think it
must
was
not
a,
have been a good sandwich.
It was a Subway sandwich, which I thought, I agree with you, Rob. They don't really have the best constitution at Subway sandwiches. Like the bread doesn't hold up as well sometimes.
Right.
But that guy was a Department of Justice employee. He got fired. Obviously.
The guy who threw it was the Department of Justice.
If I read that correctly, Pam Bondi fired him yesterday. And he's facing federal assault charges.
Hit me with a sandwich, man.
Who throws a sandwich?
Really? If a guy is up in your face wearing pink shorts and a pink shirt, what else do you expect him to throw?
Right.
That you know that's going to be his weapon of choice. Sandwich.
I'm telling you, you have to watch the video.
I'm watching the video now.
All right.
That's what I said. I'm looking at him. I'm thinking if anyone would be a sandwich thrower, it would be this guy. Now that I watch it, I'm not so surprised. And his name is Sean Charles Dunn. He is the guy. Ed, who's the encore sponsored by?
Always, every day, sponsored by Lion's Den, passion, pleasure, romance. Get into Lion's Den and step up that game. Don't bring your B game to the bedroom. A game only, or else, you know, the UPS guy's going to be really happy. So, just saying.
Let's go to Antonio from Rosedale to make this thing a Friday. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing well, but it was a close call. It was a close call, Antonio, today.
TGIF and PYT.
Hey, there you go. Now it's Friday.
Do the Orioles get one long-term contract signed in the offseason? Do they sign Eflin or let him walk? And you guys have a fantastic weekend.
You have a fantastic weekend, too. A long-term contract by meaning signing one of these young guys? I don't know, but I think they do re-sign Eflin. By the way, Ravens training camp coverage on the fan was brought to you by Geico. Switch and save. Get more with Geico. I'm sorry, what were you saying, Ed?
No, I do too. I think they signed Eflin. I agree with that. I'm not so sure about any of the young guys, though, because they haven't done it yet.
Now time for you to find out what we learned today. What you learned today, Edward?
I've learned that I'm not the only person that gets a little... not confused, or maybe confused, or thinks that the evaluation of talent in Major League Baseball has come a little more confusing than it needs to be. You know, speaking with Ben McDonald, I was really happy to hear somebody, you know, who played the game at that level feels the same way I do, because I just think it's a little too much with what they're doing now. Just, you know, it's a combination of all these different stats, and it's, is it, you know, is it batting average? Is it OPS? Is it on base percentage? Is it you know, WAR? Like, there's so many metrics to look at. Like, what are we looking at? Like, what is the one or two that have really defined players the most? So I'm glad that here that, you know, I'm not the only one who's kind of thinking like, well, maybe, you know, we need to take a step back and figure out what we really want here.
I learned today is National Lemon Meringue Pie Day.
Love lemon meringue. Big lemon meringue. Oh, I love that stuff. I love lemon anything. That's the problem, I guess.
And today is also Relaxation Day. You had something, Joe? I thought Joe had something.
No.
Also, National Relaxation Day. I like that. A couple of birthdays in sports today. Gene Upshaw would have celebrated a birthday. Former Major League manager Tom Kelly turned 75. Former NFL coach Gary Kubiak turned 64. Former NFL wide receiver Chauncey Thigpen turns 56. Hmm. Olympic beach volleyball player Kerry Walsh and race car driver Carl Edwards share birthday today. Joe, who's older?
Oh, 2 days in a row with race car drivers. Walsh.
Walsh is older. Ed?
Walsh. Yeah.
Today, Carl Edwards turns 46. Kerry Walsh looks good. Turns 47.
Yeah. I had a feeling because who the hell would bring up a beach volleyball player? Like, if it wasn't the answer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a Kerry
NASCAR.
Walsh.
Yeah, NASCAR driver, too.
Yeah.
Only one I know. Not many beach volleyball players I know by name. I know her.
Yeah, I don't.
She's famous. Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.